From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Syrian civilians have returned to the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremist from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Nawruz Sankarya is a Kurdish fighter. She said, "We're now inside Manbij, and its liberation from IS is ours. We are helping civilians to secure places." Extremists abandoned Manbij on Friday, retreating toward the IS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. It's not immediately known whether those non-combatants exited Manbij as hostages or were they leaving voluntarily. Manbij was a strategically important link in supply lines to Islamic State headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Kurdish fighters in Iraq, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from the Islamic State. Mosul is where IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate in 2014, covering Iraq and Syria. Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt at asserting their dominance over the internationally recognized government. Meantime, the Saudi-led coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held northern city of Sada'a, killing at least 10 people. 10 children were injured. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who have been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown under general-turned-president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has promised stability. This is VOA News.